see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to, right out of the gate, I didn't know if you saw this or not, but the Michigan Supreme Court denied hearing Marlena Bistro's complaint, where it was denied in lower courts. She tried to appeal it to the Michigan Supreme Court. I didn't know if you had heard anything about that or not, or what the status was of that case.
I haven't read the details of exactly why they're not hearing it. This is going to sound odd for your listeners, but it's probably proper that they did not take her case. Now, I don't say that because obviously I'm for Marlena and what she's trying to do. Unfortunately, sure, she was given really, really bad legal advice from the moment she was arrested all the way through this Supreme Court application. The best lawyer she's had so far is this last one that represented her at the Court of Appeals level, and then obviously the application to the Michigan Supreme Court. The difference in why I say that is because she took the fight to the wrong agency. Her fight was against the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. They were simply following the rules of the health department, right? So the health department emergency order enabled the Liquor Commission, MIOSHA, MDARD, all of these other agencies using that health department order is what actually allowed the Michigan State Police to arrest Marlena at 6 o'clock in the morning, haul her right over to Lansing, put her in shackles, not allow her freedom of speech, for her to allow to assert her Fifth Amendment right. If anybody has not seen that video, you should go look at it. It's wild. The judge says, "This ain't Burger King, ma'am, and until it says so out front, you're not going to get it your way." Just insane that this person is still on the bench as a judge. So It's unfortunate that they didn't hear her case, but the reason why is because it was brought through the wrong venue. And they even said so in our court, in their Court of Appeals case. They bring up the Iron Pig case and how we were, quote, able to move it to a different venue, unquote. We did not move our case to a different venue. We simply looked at the agencies and realized that the health department was basically the enabling agency, and that health order was the one that needed to come down in order for everything else to come down.
Got it. So because of the health department's order, Michigan Department of Ag Rural Development is who she filed the case against, like you're saying, basically just the wrong bureaucratic agency that triggered this probable outcome of her case not being heard by the Michigan Supreme Court.
Exactly. It would be so. The Department of Agriculture came after me. They took my food license for maybe 10 days, whatever it was. It would be like me suing the Department of Agriculture for them taking my food license when the agency that actually wrote the law, I shouldn't say write the law, but essentially did with the emergency order. The enabling state statute was 2253, 2453, the two statutes that we had ruled unconstitutional, that then was essentially overruled by the Michigan Supreme Court. And that is another reason why they didn't hear that. They have their ruling already that they want.
Got it. Excellent. Great update. I didn't understand it. I'm glad you clarified it for us. We're going to take a short break, continue with more with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig and Gaylord. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Let's rise and gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747, give us room to go. From the fields to the city, hear the people cheer. Hear people cheer. We're burying the lead. Got nothing to fear. So here's to the future. For the sky.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment conversation with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Snow finally going away, but could be flooded out. Crazy weather happening. What's going on over there at the Iron Pig?
Well, we're grateful that we're not just a little bit further north in Sheboygan with everything that's happening with the dams and everything.
Sure.
Although the Osaba River does flow right into Otsego County, so we may end up seeing some. But there's some piles of snow still left over here. Not a whole lot, thankfully. But I got to tell you, the golf courses are gearing up for action here in the next couple of weeks. I know a lot of them are going to be open May 1st. I know a lot of them outside of Otsego County have sort of opened up, at least over the weekend anyways.
Sure.
So we're excited for spring and summer and for the last of this white stuff to melt away.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're saying that with the slow melt, the thaw of the snow and ice, ground was actually doing really well until the heavy rain started. But it seems like, talked to a farmer friend, and he said this is going to be the greenest summer he's seen in a long time. He said it's just amazing how much moisture's in the ground, and it seems to be keeping up with the thaw. And he said it's going to be very, very productive when it comes to grass and golf courses and all the other things that we always deal with every summer.
Yeah, it would be nice to keep that fire danger down, too. You know, we've started so many of these spring times with limited precipitation. You know, being in the golf business, I still follow the weather quite a bit. You know, our business is tied to, obviously, tourism, and golf is such a huge part of our tourism over here. It's just a habit that dies hard for me. But it has been, I think the farmer's exactly correct, that it's going to be an extremely green and really nice springtime. So get those flowers planted.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, upcoming events. I know you've got a lot of things planned. Everything is starting looking good for the farmer's market.
Yeah, farmer's market's going to start the end of May. We're really starting to gear up everything for that pavilion. Last summer was our first summer with the pavilion, so you know, we're kind of just getting our feet under us a little bit with the food truck out back and everything now. We have this wonderful backyard space we utilized a few times over the winter. But the farmer's market's going to be every Thursday starting May 28th. Every Friday now out in the pavilion, we're going to be doing a free family movie night. So come in, have dinner, hang out back. We're creating a kids play area and everything out back there as well. So free movies every Friday night starting May 29th. And then, of course, we're going to start having Saturday music as well, right? So we have this huge stage-covered pavilion, you know, can fit thousands out in our backyard area, so why not bring in music every Saturday night? Gaylor does a really good job downtown. Downtown, they have some great live music, so we don't want to interfere too much with that, so we're going to do Saturdays instead. And then, you know, we just do tons of catering, graduation parties. We're doing a couple of tastings in the next couple of weeks. So anybody that's looking to have a graduation party or even a wedding ceremony, wedding reception, of course, our catering team can handle all that. So we're doing two separate tastings. So you can come in and taste some of the food for each of those events. $15, $17, something like that. Super affordable. And it's just a buffet where you come in and you can taste all the offerings that we have for weddings, graduation parties, and even corporate outings. We're doing a ton of corporate outings now.
Now, that's something that I was really surprised. I'm my wife, Vicki, being the Antrim County Clerk, she's attending a lot of these conferences at hotels. And they were talking about it for the spring and summer quarterly meetings that they're going to have. They're also thinking about outdoor venues. And I mentioned to Vicki, you know, what you have going there at the Iron Pig. And she's like, oh, that's a great idea. I'll mention it to the committee that handles the events and where their conferences are going to be. So we might even be getting the Michigan Association of County Clerks to come and take advantage of your pavilion.
Awesome. Yeah, we're happy to. Anything that we can do. Again, I mean, that's what this space is designed for. It is, you know, semi-private away from the restaurants. You can have a wedding. You can have, you know, we plan to, obviously, we're in an election cycle. So we've got the Perry Johnsons and the Eric Nesbitts and the Anthony Ferlinis and Doug Lloyds coming up. to do campaign stops when they're in town the next month too. So keep an eye out for that. If there's anybody that you want to stop and see, you know, of course there's plenty of county parties that are having dinners and breakfasts and luncheons and stuff, but you don't really get a time to interact or ask questions or anything like that. So we plan to have every gubernatorial candidate, and possibly even Mike Duggan and maybe even Chris Swanson. We're reaching out to everybody because we think that everybody needs to hear what some of these people have to say, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent. It's important, this election. It's not a midterm. I try and get people away from saying this is a midterm. But we are seeing a lot of these people starting to reach out to book stops at the Iron Pig.
That's great. One other thing I did want to ask you about, as we go into the summer, the venue itself, you've got these Friday night movies, music on Saturdays. If somebody, you know, has a special event, they want to absolutely do a family reunion or a wedding or whatever, and it's got to be on a Saturday, would that kind of suspend then your music playing? How would you work that out with the folks?
Yeah, that's exactly what we would do. So if you wanted to come in and get married on the weekends, we even do a three-day package for weddings. So you come in Friday, you have a wedding reception, Saturday is your wedding, and then Sunday we do an early morning breakfast for all the guests and everything. So in any situation like that, what we would do is postpone that evening or a couple of evening's events, and then we would move them to a different date.
Got it. Very cool. One text just came in. Hours of operation, they're looking primarily for breakfast. Just wondering what the schedule is and what the hours are.
So 7 days a week for breakfast. I'm super excited, and great question, actually, because we're moving to a breakfast brunch. We're first going to start with Sundays here this coming Sunday. 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. is our brunch buffets. But then as spring rolls around, we're going to increase that. We're going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So breakfast is 7 days a week. I'm talking about a breakfast brunch buffet, all you can eat for $18. Again, as the golf season starts ramping up here, we're going to go to a breakfast buffet 7 days a week. So we'll start with Sunday this coming weekend, and then kind of the first week of May, we'll go to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we're going to roll back that hour to about 7 o'clock is going to be when we're going to start that early morning buffet. And then come June, right after the holiday, we're going to go 7 days a week, starting that breakfast buffet at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that will run till roughly 2 o'clock every day.
Wow, too cool. And with the golfers, especially, you know, the guys that come up from downstate, they seem to get out there pretty early, so 7 o'clock would probably be a really good idea for them.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're surrounded by golf courses. I mean, there's literally three right down the road from us, and there's 30 within approximately 30 miles of Gaylord. So, again, a huge part of our tourism industry around Gaylord. So, and besides that, there's no other breakfast buffet in Gaylord. Nobody is doing a breakfast buffet. So we like doing things that nobody else is doing, obviously.
Sure.
So, and we've had such great success, and that's one of the other things that's coming up. Of course, Mother's Day in a couple of weeks. We've got our Mother's Day buffet. I think we're doing for $22, all-you-can-eat buffet. And Chef Ben does a great job with all of our buffets. I mean, amazing deviled eggs, shrimp cocktails. Obviously, we put spiral ham. We put brisket out on our last buffet. So we've had great turnouts for that, and we figured why not spin that out into kind of a smaller version on the weekends to start.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one thing that I'm really excited about is the upcoming golf outing. And wanted to talk to you about that. Did we iron that down for sure? Was that going to be that Friday, July the 11th, I believe, was the date on the calendar? Is that the date you're looking at?
That is the date, yes, sir.
Excellent, excellent. When does that start? When do golfers need to, you know, show up? And the other question, the gentleman texted me, he said, can we get tickets online, prepay, RSVP? How does that work for the golf outing?
We always like to try and get as many RSVPs ahead of time and get everything sort of paid in advance. Just that way everything runs a little bit smoother. Of course, we'll always take, last minute golfers if there's space for it. As we get going, so the Loon, which is where we're going to have the event this year, they're just getting ramped up right now, opening in the next couple of weeks. So we will get links available for reserving spots for that, as well as not just reserving, but to pay for your golf as well. So everything can kind of be out of the way on the day of. But July 11th, that Friday, it'll probably be a noon shotgun again. It seems like that worked out pretty good for everybody. And then we kind of have an after-party celebration right back at the Iron Pig afterwards.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah, great event last year, and looking forward to the Loon. Never played that course before, so this should be a lot of fun.
It's a gorgeous golf course, and I'll tell you what makes this one stand out is it's very female-friendly. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not a challenge, but it is one of the most female-friendly golf courses in the state, if not in the Midwest. And we had a fair amount of female golfers last time. So sure. I'm excited to play that course. I saw that course being built in the 90s when I worked there. So that property has some unique things to it. And the folks over there, Dave Bordelais and his entire team, we've got a lot of friends there. We all kind of grew up together. So it's just cool to be able to do business with your friends too.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, we'll let you guys know when the link is up there. Couple of people, from last year said they plan to come again this year. So we'll, definitely get that link put up and let you know when you can go online. And like you say, RSVP as well as pay for the golf. And, that way you get a good head count and know exactly what kind of teams you're going to be putting together.
Yeah, and I love that people are already excited about it now. I mean, it's April, and people are excited about an event in July. That's fantastic. So we'll get moving on that ASAP, get all the details out since people are already asking for sure.
Yeah, I got Nick Wallace. You, me, Pat, we still need a fourth. And he's saying he's in, so I got to talk to Pat and see who else we might be able to get to play on our foursome. So it's going to be a great time. I'll be broadcasting the show again from the Iron Pig there and then heading down to the golf course as soon as I get off the air at noon. It worked out pretty good last year. We were the ones of the last ones to go off, but it worked out pretty good. So, all right, sir.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great time. Hey, final thoughts before I let you go for today?
Hey, I just appreciate everybody that has been listening to the show, has been supporting Iron Pig over the years. Anybody that's out there battling a solar AI development, go to fightformichigan.org. That's fight4michigan.org. Lots of information. We're taking on new cases around the state to battle these developments. Again, you can go there, you can donate $25, $100, and you can also fill out a form if you know or are personally wanting to fight one of these developments.
Excellent, excellent. And again, the website real quick.
fightformichigan.org.
.org. Okay, very good. Greatly appreciate it, sir, and hopefully we'll get some good crowds starting to show up now that the weather's breaking. Golf courses are going to be opening. Again, if you want any information, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. Getting ready to cough right into the microphone, Ian. Greatly appreciate you, man. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
On the hour news break, hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Six Michigan cities hosted rallies Saturday focused on stopping data center development in the state. The rallies focused on spreading the message about the potential negative impacts data centers could create in neighborhoods. Residents spoke on rising energy prices and environmental concerns. City officials and experts say data centers are part of the future of Michigan. Experts at Michigan State University say there can be benefits for communities, including property taxes that would help fund local services like police and fire departments, local schools, and roads. Witnesses reported a partial building collapse on Kalamazoo Avenue in Grand Rapids Sunday. The Grand Rapids Fire Department said the building was not in use at the time of the collapse and no one was hurt. Officials believe it's possible the collapse was due to strong winds. A former Grosse Pointe resident will continue his historic run on Jeopardy tonight after racking up